In explaining a proposal for formulating China's five-year development plan starting from 2016, President Xi stresses the importance of maintaining the medium-high economic growth. At the same time, Xi Jinping also notes that China's development should not just be focused on growth pace, but also growth volume and, more importantly, growth quality. Chinese policymakers have prioritized the coordinated development and quality growth as the country expects to double the size of its economy by 2020. Xu Xiaoshi is the head of the National Development and Reform Commission.
The next round of economic recovery in the world depends on technical innovation and industrial revolution. This provides a good opportunity for China as it promotes innovation at the same time. Meanwhile, our new urbanization process breeds a huge market demand. What's more, we have 1.3 billion people, 900 million laborers, and over 7 million market entities. Therefore, Chinese economy has great potential to grow.
The proposal to the development plan also says China will establish a green development fund to promote clean production methods and sustainable growth. Xu Xiaoshi introduced the measures to achieve greener growth.
Firstly, we promote low-carbon development, increasing the use of non-fossil energy. We also encourage a clean use of coal. Secondly, we advocate best use of existing resources and enhance the management of some obligatory targets. Thirdly, we set up some consumption standards through market forces. For example, we have carried carbon emissions permit trading.
The proposal also says China will continue to open up its economy to attract foreign investment and encourage Chinese firms to make overseas investment. It also reiterates China's determination to fight against poverty, pledging to step up financial support to impoverished areas in the next 5 years. Among various other issues, the proposal also says that China will adjust its income distribution system and narrow the income gap in the next 5 years by introducing a more comprehensive income tax system and stricter regulation on grey income. The proposal was adopted at a key party meeting held last week. For CRI, this is Li Mingjun.